The following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
Well, we were in Tyler, Texas, and we were playing one of the premier teams in Texas that year, the John Tyler Lions. It was here we come, no fair dodging kind of game. Derek was playing on the inside that night. He pretty much tracked the ball wherever it went.
Derek was in there, and he every time he looked up, he was making tackles. And every time, Derek Johnson.
When he would get there, he would just explode on the ball carry and just put him in the ground.
To the next day, and they watched film, and Coach Tusa came and said, "Derek, can you tell us how many tackles you made?" He said, "Oh, I made about 19 to 20. "No, boy, you made 30 tackles in one game."
They probably only ran maybe 50-something plays, so he was an integral part in our defense that night.
He was just running all over that place. He was just controlling the whole field.
I can remember like it was yesterday. Man, it was a great day.
Even to an 18-year-old Derek Johnson, 30 tackles in a single game was a manageable feat. 12 years later, he would enter the 2014 NFL season, his 10th with the Chiefs, needing just 19 tackles to become the franchise's all-time leading tackler. For those following the team to a man, the record was a foregone conclusion.
Most tackles in Chiefs history, DJ, probably get you the ring out.
Oh, man, you know what? I hope so.
Every time we had a chance to talk to DJ leading up to the season, he always handled it so professionally. He was, it's going to happen at some point in time. I don't think about it. I'm more worried about, executing my plays. And
it's one of those things where you reflect after the fact.
Because here he was so close, and it was really... football's football. You never want to say it's a foregone conclusion that it's going to happen. I mean, it's things happen.
2014 was going to be a great year for me. It was one of those things where coming off a playoff berth, the team was looking up, and personally had a lot of things to do in 2014.
Derek Johnson was at that point where people around the NFL were looking at him as one of the best inside linebackers in the league. Physical ability was meeting, mental acuity. And he's, such a smart player. And, he was still, that brain is working at a high level while his legs are doing the same. And that's when you have a superstar player.
Back at glorious Arrowhead Stadium on an amazing day here to open the season, just perfect weather. I got chills going down my spine. This stadium is beyond electric.
Negligible wind here in Arrowhead today, and away we go, the Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans.
The first game of the year going against the Tennessee Titans, I felt great, how I usually feel, pretty good on game day, and, I only got to play a half that game.
So we had a Chiefs timeout. The player down is Derek Johnson.
Oh, no.
And Johnson is trying to flex his right ankle.
Man, you're worried.
You know what? I don't want to say
no,
it.
No, no, we don't speculate, but, man, that does not look good.
It doesn't. When you fall on your own like that, it's...
The 10-year veteran, the future Chiefs Ring of Honor man, who is close to being the all-time tackle leader, and this is one of the worst scenes you could have if you're a Chiefs fan.
They didn't say it out there on the field, but I said, in my mind, I was like, man, this is going to be a long one.
In the NFL, no one is unfamiliar with battling injuries. But up until the 2014 season, Derek's career had been remarkably free of hardship. A career with humble beginnings in the fields of Waco, Texas.
I took him to practice the first time to play football, and first time it was okay.
I haven't had that much success in football until the eighth grade.
So he got out and he started playing football. He played every position. He played wide receiver, safety, running back. everything.
Seventh grade, I actually had me a cornerback. I don't know what I was doing out there, but I guess I was shutting them down like Deion. But in my eighth grade year, I just started being more of a complete player. They put me a middle backer, and I started playing really good at that.
We were in a defense at the time that required two inside, two outside linebackers. The first thing that jumps out at you about Derrick Johnson is he can fly.
He playing against Brian in 1998 when he just blew up in the backfield and hit the guy in the backfield for a tackle for loss, the running back. And I was like, whoa, where is this guy coming from? I mean, I knew he was going to do good, but he kind of hit the scene earlier than expected.
He was just great at zoning in on a ball carry and then just kind of knocking them silly. And often the ball would come loose. And he was great at getting behind the line and nailing guys for losses, too. I think he just kind of had it from the start.
Well, if you have speed and you have natural instincts, then those two are a deadly combination on the football field. You could bring him off the edge and he could rush the passer. If you wanted something big to happen, then you usually involved Derek's assignment in that planning.
Coach Tusa has had incredible defenses here. You know, some of the best in the state. He always put his best players on defense. I think Derek was probably the best one he ever had. So that's saying a whole lot.
To block him one-on-one, especially on the edge or blitz, you're just wasting your time, so you might as well move on to plan B.
It wouldn't take long for D1 colleges to find out about the young linebacker out of Waco. By his sophomore year, Derek's mailbox was regularly filled to the brim.
The mail starts coming in. I have boxes and boxes of letters out in the garage now coming from all of the universities.
There was a lot of hubbub around him, but he probably handled the process better than most. You know, if you've never had to go through that grind, it is not near as charming as it looks from the outside. He wanted to go somewhere where he could be happy. He wanted to go somewhere where he could have the possibility to win a national championship, and he wanted to go somewhere that was going to make him a better player coming out than going in.
Baylor was hoping they could get him. Probably everybody else around here in the state.
I think he went to Oklahoma. He might have gone to Texas A&M.
Oklahoma, Arkansas, all of the top D1 colleges.
Early on, when the recruiting process began, he was a Texas leaner at that time.
Derek always wanted to go to University of Texas. Every college that he went to is, okay, yes, that's nice, but I love the program down in Texas.
Texas was one of those teams where, hey, if I can go to that school, that's probably where I want to be.
Yeah, this is a trophy room hallway. It's where all the greats are. Earl Thomas, Ricky Williams, Vince Young, award-winning guys. This is our trophy room. Heisman winners, Maxwell winners, Thorpe winners. You see the display. One of my accomplishments up here, which is the Nagurski Award, which is the best defensive player in the nation award. I was a young buck then, but there I go right here. The picture's a little old, but that's because it was a long, long, ancient time ago. But it's, you know, it's one of those things where you look back and all the hard work paid off.
Well, mostly what we knew about Derek was that he was a terrific athlete. If I remember correctly, you know, he played basketball, he ran track, could have been a sprinter in track in college probably, maybe even an Olympian if he had wanted to pursue that. But he was a much sought after, very athletic linebacker, and one of the key early cogs in Mack Brown's foundation, you know, getting started here at Texas.
When you've got a guy playing on the defensive side that can run with running backs step for step in 100 meters, they're 6'3" or 6'4", then can close like he can close, then you knew that there was a distinct possibility that this guy would be special.
I think he might have even played beyond expectations. You just don't quite know how those things are going to work out, but gosh, what a college career he had.
Kickoff, Derek. Derek Johnson with the interception.
Pass slotted away by guess who?
Derek Johnson with another big hit for Texas.
The best defensive football player in the country.
Derek Johnson's got it. And he's brought down by Derek Johnson. That's an All-American play.
Quite frankly, he rose faster and higher than I thought he would early on. But by the time he was a junior at the University of Texas, he was well established. Was one of the premier linebackers to ever come out of Texas.
Well, they allowed me to freelance a little bit. They kept me in the middle of the field to make most of the plays on defense.
And his speed is the thing that jumped out at you. I mean, he was the prototypical outside linebacker. Like Darrell Royal might have said, he was faster than small-town gossip. And more than anything, his distinctive style was his ability to strip ball carriers of the ball. And that's probably what I'm going to remember the most about him.
Anthony Craig looking for a block. Turns the corner at midfield. Run out of bounds. That ball punts loose. Upfield. It's loose on the turf.
Well, guess who caused that fumble? I would think it's number 11.
He played against Oklahoma University. And that's where that infamous ball knockout. That's what we was taught by our high school coaches. Always secure the tackle with your arm around the guy just in case you don't get the strip and you can still make the tackle. Well, he secured the tackle. He punched that ball out. And I was like, man, he's doing some super stuff.
Here's White rolling to the right side. Derek Johnson chasing him. He's going to run for it. And the ball is punched down. It's loose on the turf.
He just had that uncanny knack. He'd bring his arm way back and be like a jackhammer. And the ball would come flying out of the ball carrier's grip like it shot out of a cannon.
And the ball popped loose.
And he did that over and over again.
Derek Johnson causes this fumble, his outstanding speed.
And in 40 years of covering Longhorn football, I can't remember one other player that had that knack like he did.
In his senior year at Texas, Derek put together one of the best seasons by a linebacker that his alma mater had ever seen, leaving a lasting imprint in one of the nation's most storied college programs.
He was the first consensus All-American in 20 years. I mean, he made every All-American team. Football Writers, Associated Press, Walter Camp. I think if Ladies Home Journal had an All-American team, he'd have been on that too. So it just seemed like Derek set himself apart that year.
My last year at Texas, finishing 12-1. The only game we lost was against Oklahoma. That still haunts me to this day.
He had a special year, an outstanding year, and they haven't had a player like him since at linebacker.
It's one of those things at Texas, you know, you look back and I'm very humbled and blessed to have done as much as I've done here. It's a great feeling and makes me want to work that much harder. It's great to look at it. Still motivates me to this day. I definitely don't look at it and say, oh, I've arrived, because it's a great thing about football. You never arrive.
I've always divided the draft and the first round particularly into three phases. The first 10 picks, the next 10 picks, and then now the last 12. On your board, you have identified guys that you would love to have. They usually are in your first board 10 picks, if you will, as you've graded and rated them with your coaches and your scouts. You've done all your homework. Everything is set. You've played the what-ifs, so if you get a chance to trade up or down, you know what that's worth and what you want to do or don't do. But certainly Derek Johnson from the University of Texas linebacker was in our top 10 picks.
He was a guy that was talked about maybe going first, being the first defensive player, not going number one overall, but being a top five and maybe even top two or three pick as the college football season was winding down. You know, Texas was playing at a very high level, and he was the stud of the Texas defense. And so he was a guy that really, I think, Chiefs fans thought they wouldn't have a shot at.
He called me, he said, Mom, he said, I want to be at home. I want to do draft at home. And so all the camera people came and set up in the den.
Draft day, it was awesome. I had all my family, friends. People started hearing about me having a draft party at my house that I grew up in. People just started walking in. I didn't even know who was in the house. It was just a lot. It was packed in there, man. I was sitting there sweating.
We sat right here waiting.
During 2005, that's the time where the draft was a little longer. And it was, that first round was long, and I was sitting there sweating.
I kept looking at Derek's name, and
I knew there was no possibility.
My recollection is we felt we could get a very good player at the 15th pick, but probably wouldn't be in that first 10 that we had rated as the top guys.
The draft started and Derek's name stayed up there.
As the draft fell and got closer and closer, obviously, we got more and more excited.
And so when he started sliding, there was a lot of momentum. I think Chiefs watching the draft that day, Chiefs fans watching the draft that day, wanted to get Derek Johnson and thought, hey, wow, this is a guy we didn't think we could touch.
Lo and behold, the 15th pick came. I don't think there was any indecision on our part about Derek Johnson.
Here's the Chiefs pick. With the 15th selection in the 2005 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Derek Johnson, linebacker from Texas.
When I got the call, answered the phone, because I knew everybody that was in the house, they looking like, oh, you know, what's going on? Is he getting a call?
Derek and I went back in my bedroom to take the call.
Carl Peterson got on there and said, hey, you know, do you want to be a Chief? And I said, yes, sir.
How do you feel like being a Kansas City Chief? He said, oh, man, I would love it. And so when they heard Derek say that in there, oh, boy, the family just went crazy.
Couldn't hear him real well. There were a lot of people, family around that were celebrating that.
And they told me I have to work my butt off to make this defense better.
We were thrilled that he was there in a 15th pick and thought we had, you know, a great football player, a Pro Bowl type player, a player that could, at the end of his career, be considered for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Derek Johnson's life as a Kansas City Chief had just begun. But before long, he shipped off to River Falls, Wisconsin, for what would be a grueling beginning to this new phase of his career.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Our camp was ran very hard, very old school, twice a day at the time. So, but at the same time, you had Jason Dunn, Tony Gonzalez, Trent Green, I mean, Priest Holmes, Brian Waters, Willie Rowe, Will Shields. I mean, I go on and on. There's so many guys. All these guys would come up to me and say, hey, man, glad to have you on the team. You're going to have to work at it. You've seen me play at Texas, but you haven't done nothing yet. You haven't done anything yet.
Beating them with your speed first, and then the world opens up for you. Then all those inside moves work for you.
I had Gunther Cunningham as my defensive coordinator for 4 years, and he was definitely tough on us. He showed us tough love all the time.
Unbelievable. Two backs go weak and our middle linebacker goes closed. The hell I've been talking about the last 2 days. Said, hut, downhill!
It's not nothing that I'm not used to, but it was definitely an eye-opener for coming into the NFL. Made a man out of me quick.
Do it with a purpose, man.
I ended up coaching the linebackers and the defense that year. And the first day Derek came to our facility to practice, he touched 8 balls. 8. And I just couldn't get over it. He was all over the field and enthusiastic and excited, and I loved every second of it.
Keep coming, keep coming. Come on, show up. That's it, yeah. Yeah, that's what you get paid for, right? Damn, you're making all kinds of plays this morning.
An athlete like that with an attitude that he had, the approach to the game that he had, those kind of guys are really difficult to find.
On the next Chiefs Kingdom.
As soon as I braced myself to stop, my Achilles popped and gave out on me.
What's up, D?
And on the verge of breaking an almost 30-year record.
You know, the first thing that came to my mind was that record.
That happened. I mean, it's just not fair. It's not. I mean, it's just not fair.
Mitch Holt is back at Andy's Acre at the 39th parallel. Glorious day at Glorious Arrowhead Stadium. The Titans lead the Chiefs 7-3. Second and 10, Titans. A minute left to go, first half.
I remember it was the end of the first half.
3 wide to the right side. 1 wide to the near side.
I had a zone drop, but I had to line up, mug up the gap over the center. And something I always do.
Washington is the third down back. Haleem, 2-point stance.
I took my drop back, and it wasn't a hard plant or anything. As soon as I braced myself to stop,
my Achilles popped and gave out on me.
And there is an injured Chiefs player, and it is Derek Johnson.
Oh, no.
At the time, I didn't know what it was. I really thought a receiver came behind me and somehow tripped up and kicked me in the back of the Achilles really, really hard.
Oof.
Man, just plants.
Right there on that right ankle, right foot.
And it just rolls over.
Collapse.
Ruptured Achilles tendon, it sounds as awful as it is. That's a weird sensation for an athlete to go through because it's just, when it ruptures, it just kind of breaks like a rubber band. The initial sensation, most people describe being kicked or shot.
So I'm on the ground, kind of looking around like, you know, there's nobody around me. And
what's up, D?
And when the pros land, take the helmet off, they know.
I knew it was pretty bad.
It's pretty easy to diagnose on the field because when you reach down and feel the Achilles, there's a big gap between your calf muscle and your heel where that tendon usually is, so you could feel it.
And they didn't see it out there on the field.
We knew right away.
The guy who has been the heart and soul of the Kansas City Chiefs defense through thick and thin for 10 years and on the verge of breaking an almost 30-year record of being the all-time Chiefs tackler in history suffers a serious Achilles injury.
You know, when we went to commercial, producer, director, someone that, said in my ear from the truck, hey, just so you know, Derek Johnson just blew his Achilles out. And, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was that record.
Holy smokes, man. This guy was that far, you know, from doing something that nobody's ever done in Chiefs history. And that happened. I mean, it's just not fair. It's not. I mean, it's just not fair.
Doctors soon told Derek it could take a full year to recover from his ruptured Achilles. But the injury, one with often unpredictable results, led some to doubt the Chiefs great would ever return to the field. Being removed from the game he loved would call Derek back to the last time that adversity struck his NFL career.
The 2009 season was a very special season for me, personally. I actually was benched.
It'll always remain a mystery to me how he got sideways with Todd Haley to start things, or Scott Pioli, or the defensive staff, or whatever it was, that he wasn't a starter.
I think what happened with Derek in 2009 is that he was one of the players that was kind of bullseyed by the new regime and the new coaching staff as a guy that needed a kick in the pants.
I was only playing on the nickel side of the ball. On third downs, I would come in a game, 15, 20 plays a game.
So you'd go into the open press conferences and ask questions about Derek Johnson and why isn't he starting and what's he not doing, and you couldn't get an answer.
There was never a point that I ever heard Todd Haley question the ability. I think he was trying to take the ability, raise it up another level.
How a guy that has the ability to be a great coverage linebacker while still being a point of attack sledgehammer on inside running games while chasing down the outside running games, covering tight ends, covering running backs, blitzing, you give him a lane, he'll get to the quarterback as quick as anybody. How he cannot be on the field for all four downs? Hey, somebody's got to ask Todd Haley or his coaching staff on why that was, because it's unexplainable from where I sit.
That was a very tough year for me. I grew mentally on the field and off the field.
That would have done nothing to him but spur him on and to probably reassess where he was and what he was doing, and he probably recommitted himself to say, hey, you know, I've got to get the job done.
I always knew he can respond, you know, in a positive way, but I want to see him respond to pressure. When you've been rejected, how are you going to respond to being rejected? Are you going to get up off the ground, dust yourself off?
I was really impressed. I mean, you know, he could have shot his way out of town. You know, he could have drawn a line in the sand and said, look, you know, my accomplishments speak for themselves, and I don't know why I'm not playing. You're going to have to talk to them because I can play this game, and they're not putting me in a position to win. He never did that.
Derek really kept his cool. He didn't go off the handle, at least not publicly, and you never heard anything even privately. And that had to be hard. And I think he really showed what kind of man he was and how he handled that year.
At times, it was hard.
But I still busted my tail every day at practice and during the games when I got my opportunities. And actually, the last game of the season.
Mitchell's back at Invesco Field at Mile High. It's the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs.
It was one of those things where I was in the zone and I was having fun. And that's what football does for you.
Fires a slant pattern, intercepted Derek Johnson at the 45-40. Johnson is second pick of the year. 30-25, DJ 20-15, 10-5, angling left front pylon.
They're going to throw it anyway. It's intercepted. Picked up on the near side, Derek Johnson.
Derek Johnson again.
He's going to go all the way again.
Two touchdowns with interceptions. Oh, my.
Touchdown, Kansas City. Hook 'em horns for the Chiefs. He goes 60 on this interception return.
So when he returned those two touchdowns, I was very amazed. And let me know that his spirit wasn't broken, that, you know what, he has still a long way to go in the NFL.
Me and Jamal had a heck of a day. I'm sure his numbers was high, 200-and-something yards. And I had two touchdowns.
I remember going over and speaking to Derek in the locker room and saying something like, I know this year's been hard on you, but, you know, congratulations. That's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. And you could tell that he was excited.
Not having a good year record-wise that year, that was a good way to end that year to catapult us to the next.
Derek Johnson made a statement to close out the 2009 season. One that would revitalize his career. And by the time Andy Reid arrived in Kansas City in 2013, Derek was well established, not only as an elite linebacker in the NFL, but as a leader of an invigorated Chiefs team.
Steps up, he's in trouble, down he goes!
Kansas City, this NFL's best defense, digging in.
The Chiefs bring the heat again, Derek Johnson came on the blitz.
Under pressure,
snaps, he's sacked at the 25. Wide receiver screen is absolutely blown up. Kansas City holds on downs.
Keenan back at his own five.
Yes. Under pressure, oh, he's got it from behind. The ball's fumbled, picked up by the Chiefs. Derek Johnson down at the 1 yard line.
2013 season was great. It was what we've been wanting the last past years for Andy Reid and John Dorsey to come in here and change this whole world around, the Chiefs world around. It was one of those things where it was like the standard needs to go up right now. If you're not in, get out. If you're in, you know, let's roll this boat.
Listen. Great job.
Without a doubt, there was a leadership factor that he brought to that group. I think that his ability to be the guy who had been there and had seen the bad side definitely was huge.
Let's go, dog. Let's go, baby.
Talk about, boy.
Let's go. Let's keep knocking them back, dog.
You could see the evolution of Derek's leadership, and the players watched him closely because he was Derek Johnson.
They're having a hard time. We gotta make the tackle. That's it.
So if they point me out, you gonna take it.
I'm gonna take it on my side and you follow me.
I got you.
Now he's walking in those shoes. And I said, you're the perfect person to do that, you know, to be a mentor to the younger players on the team. Perfect person.
I think the way he works, the way he goes about his business, a lot of people observe that. And they see the type of plays he makes on the field. You can never point him out on film and say he's not running, he's not giving everything he got. And as long as he's been in the league, he's still going at it. He's still going hard.
I saw that in him. I remember Derek Thomas doing. I saw Derek Johnson interact with the players, and I said, boy, we got the same guy. You know, and to me, I can't pay Derek Johnson a higher compliment. You know, Derek Thomas, I said his name will hang over Arrowhead forever. Well, Derek Johnson probably will be the same.
Been off for a while. Very excited to be back with the guys. If you see me run and do drills and stuff, I'm probably at 100%. Really going to be excited to see in a couple weeks actually get out on the field, running plays and stuff like that. So
Do I have any limitations? Not at all.
And talking a little Chiefs football here as we get ready to break down this team. The offseason training program is underway, and finally we get a chance to see the return of Derek Johnson.
You know, even though it's just OTAs, this is going to help me get back to form. When 2015 season hits around, I'll be going. I'm feeling good. Kidneys is fine. Not feeling at all. Healthy. That's the main thing. If I can stay healthy, I can help this team. You know what? I missed a lot of football last year, so training camp, I am itching at the bit trying to get back to it.
How good does it feel to be back in a training camp and after the injury?
You know, this training camp's gonna suck physically. That's just what it is. But at the same time, I'm excited, man. When you get something taken away from you and you can get it back, I'm gonna take advantage of it this year. But it's one of those things where I'm coming off an injury. Everybody wants to see is has he lost a step? Is he back to normal? Is he back to form? And I got a lot of stuff to prove, so I can't wait.
What do you think? You back to form?
Oh, yeah. No question. And now I'll make sure I show that as soon as I step foot on it.
Everybody step up. Pedal to the metal every time. We're moving now. Let's go. Let's go. Moving and hitting. Let's go. Hey, keep putting the pedal to the metal on. Let's go. Don't let up. Run and hit. Boom!
A successful training camp was the culmination of a nearly year-long recovery process. But the regular season was rapidly approaching, with DJ on the doorstep of a record that had gone untouched for nearly three decades.
You know, I think it'll speak to a guy who committed to an organization, had multiple contracts, played for a long time. I mean, you don't pick up those career statistics unless you're durable and smart. And, you know, I think it'll probably solidify his place up in the Chiefs' Ring of Honor. I mean, I think his name's going to be up there at some point, and rightfully so, and solidifies him as one of the best linebackers that this franchise has ever had, which is, you know, pretty good company. You know, there's three Hall of Famers that played in that spot here, along with guys like Donnie Edwards and Gary Spaney, who played at a very high level. And, you know, Derek Johnson's as good as any of them.
You know, I'll be thinking about Derek because I know how special that is. I know what it takes, the hard work that he's put in. 1,000 is not where Derek will end up. He has the health and he has the speed to play a number of years longer.
You know, I think when he breaks that record, it will be a great sense of accomplishment for him. As a defender, it's tough to statistically make your mark. Well, he will have made a very big mark, and it will speak to how consistent he was.
I just know, you know, I'm a little bit closer, you know, regardless of how long it's been since I played. But I can't wait, man. I can't wait. The good thing about it, after that record's broken, I can get back to football, and I got a whole season left. So it'll be broken early, God willing. So.
Mitch Holtz is back at historic Lambeau Field. Monday Night Football, and the Packers have first and 10 at their own two. 999 tackles for Derek Johnson. From his own end zone. Handoff. Gives it to Starks. Tries to go right. Tackle. Derek Johnson. And we're told now that Derek Johnson, given the tackle, he now has 1,000 tackles. He's the all-time leading tackler in Kansas City Chiefs history. Good evening, everybody. We're here tonight on this very, very, very special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom. And tonight we are honoring the great Derek Johnson setting the all-time Chiefs record for tackles, over 1,000 tackles tonight.
It's awesome, man. I saw you when you first came into the league, you know, and I watched you when you played in college, you know. I said, this guy is unbelievable.
Hey, quick. I appreciate that. Yeah, big time.
You can play with me anytime. I'm telling you, man.
All right, Gary. It stood till night from 87 until last night. Your thoughts when you saw Derek Johnson break the record?
When you're in the tackle business, we're in the tackle business. There's nothing easy about the tackle business, okay? He earned what he got. So when I pass the baton, it is an honor to pass it to DJ for what you accomplished.
Thank you so
Congratulations.
Much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
He earned every bit of it. There's nothing easy about it.
Tonight we celebrate this man who loved this dude. Our all-time tackle holder in Kansas City Chiefs history, Derek Johnson. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
A franchise tackle record is a feat very few can say they've reached. But with a significant milestone behind him, Derek Johnson is a man with one distinctive goal in his sights, for himself and the men around him.
I think it's huge to Derek, just personally, to establish some sort of success in the postseason with this team at this time.
It's important. We've been through some tough times at the Chiefs, on and off the field. And to actually get some clarity, some success going to the playoffs every year, competing for the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, those are things that you play football for.
He wants to win. That's why he makes those tackles. He wants to win. And he's gone through some highs and lows with the team, but he never stopped playing.
I think it's important to him. And I think when it's important to a leader on the team, he will make it important for everybody else.
Football is hard regardless, and we know that. Tom Ali, myself, Jamal Charles, Eric Berry, Dustin Koch, and all these guys that were the core guys here a while ago, we've been through a lot. And to see other guys like Alex Smith, Sean Smith, guys coming here and to help us get this thing rolling, and it's What better way can you do it with a bunch of great guys like those guys?
Toss power trap.